الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before commencing today's silsila, let us make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And also the more good intentions that one makes is the more rewards, the more blessings one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will watch and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever is being taught, I will do my best to practice upon it and teach it to the others as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And also let us make the intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever we hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being mentioned, let us make the intention that whenever this name is mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the intercessor for the sinners, the beloved of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a summary of a hadith sharif that on the day of Qiyamah, the closest person to me will be that person who recited Durood Sharif in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, alhamdulillah, we say marhaba to you all, whereby we are doing a continuation of the silsila that is called the excellent accommodating character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, once again today we are going to discuss the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going to discuss the accommodating character of our blessed Prophet Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And into today's silsila regarding the accommodating excellent character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the subject that we are going to be touching on is a subject of consultation. For Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although being the best of creation, although being the greatest leader that humankind has ever witnessed, used to accommodate for the opinions of the Sahaba Ikram, for the religion of Islam strongly advocates the practice of consultation, especially in matters of importance, such as domestic, private matters, marital issues, financial issues, political issues. Consultation is a very, very important practice of Islam. In fact, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal encourages the Muslims to act upon this aspect of our religion of consultation. That when it comes to matters, be it private issues, be it financial issues, be it marital issues, you should always opt to consultation. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to accommodate for the Sahaba Ikram, our blessed Aqra sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he consulted the Sahaba Ikram. He took mashwara from the Sahaba Ikram. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Quran Majid, and make mashwara with them in affairs of importance. Then when you have firmly decided, place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Verily Allah loves those who have trusted Him. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal encourages consultation in the Quran Majid. In another verse of the Quran Majid, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran Majid, and their affairs are decided upon by shura between them. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who resorts to istikhara will not be at loss, and he who resorts to mashwara will never regret. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today many losses, regrets and blunders can be avoided if we consult with reputable, experienced and learned ulama and other pious people. And whatever mashwara, whatever consultation that they give to us, we should act and practice upon it. Today, we are not prepared to take mashwara from the others. Why and why? Because we feel that we are superior. We feel that we are unique. We feel that whatever opinion that we have is the best of opinions. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to consult the Sahaba Ikram. It is narrated in a narration that in Makkatul Mukarrama, the numbers of the Muslims were very small. They could perform their jama'ah without any call. Why not? Because there were few in numbers. Therefore, there was no need to even announce the call of prayer. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, the numbers of the Muslims increased. And when the numbers of the Muslims increased, there was need now for a method or a way that was to be used in order to announce the times of Salah. so that the Muslims could gather in the masjid and perform their salah in jama'ah. So what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he consults the Sahaba ikram. Our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls all the Sahaba ikram. And when the Sahaba ikram are present in the blessed barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our blessed Aqa says to the Sahaba ikram that, oh my beloved companions, as you can see, that the numbers of the Muslims have increased. When we were in Madinatul Munawwara, we were little in numbers. Therefore, there was no need for a call for salah. But now in Madinatul Munawwara, our numbers have increased. Therefore, there is need for a method or a way that we should use in order to call the Muslims for salah. And all the Sahaba ikram that were present, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allowed them to give their mashwara. He allowed them to give their opinions. Subhanallah. Allah, our blessed Aqa, the leader of all anbiya alayhim as-salam, the best of creation. Look at the akhlaq. Look at the excellent, accommodating character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he consults the Sahaba ikram. Our blessed Aqa does not say, I am unique, and whatever I say is what will go. But rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consults the Sahaba ikram in order to hear what mashwara, what opinion the Sahaba ikram will give. One companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my suggestion, my mashwara is that, Ya Rasulullah, like how the other people from other religions, like how they blow a horn to announce the time of their prayer. Therefore, my suggestion is that we should also blow a horn for prayer. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the platform open for any other companion to give their opinions. And a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another companion stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of the religions, they ring a bell in order to call people for prayer. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what if we also ring a bell in order to call the Muslims for salah? Allahu Akbar. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he leaves the platform open for any other companion to give their suggestion, to give their mashwara. Another companion stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if we burn a fire, and when the Muslims witness the smoke, by seeing the smoke they will know that it is time for salah, it is time for prayer. Our blessed Akha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listen to all their opinions. He left the platform open for all the Sahaba ikram to give their suggestions. Subhanallah. Today, when we sit in mashwaras, when we sit at times even, when we sit in order to consult with others, at times we are not even prepared to listen to suggestions from the others. Why? Because we feel that we are unique and superior. Therefore, our opinion is always the best of opinions. We are not prepared to listen to any other person's suggestion. But look at the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our blessed Aqa allows the first companion to share his suggestion. Our blessed Aqa allows the second opinion. Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allows a third companion to share and give his suggestion as to how can the Muslims be called for prayer. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although allowing them to give their suggestion, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't satisfied with any of these ideas. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He awaited to hear a better idea or to receive guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. One day, a Sahabi Rasul by the name of Abdullah bin Zayd came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had a beautiful dream last night. And our blessed Aqa said, what was the dream? Abdullah bin Zayd, he replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have seen that a man wearing green garment taught me the words of Adhan and advised me to call people to prayer with these words. He then recited the words of Adhan, and the words were beautiful and full of meaning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognized that the dream was true. Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to teach the words of Adhan to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up and called the Muslim for prayer by using the words Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala al-salah, Hayya ala al-salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. When Sayyidina Bilal started making the adhan, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also came rushing from his house and he went to the barga, the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words that Sayyidina Bilal is reciting, I was also taught these words in my dream last night. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this as adhan, as the official call to salah. The Madani pearl that I want us to derive from this incident is a very, very important Madani pearl. And I will keep emphasizing on it that our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was prepared to take suggestion from all the companions, from all the Sahaba ikram. Today, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when we sit in positions of power, when we sit in positions of authority, at times Shaitan plays around with us, whereby pride enters into our hearts. And because of the pride, because of feeling superior, we end up not being prepared to listen to suggestions and opinions of the others. And on many occasions, on many times, whereby we are not prepared to listen to opinions of others, we end up making decisions that at times are harmful even to ourselves, at times harmful to places that we work at. And the main reason at times of a person not being prepared to accept mashwara, to accept opinions and suggestions of the others, the biggest reason behind it is that we start feeling unique. We start feeling that we are the most learned. We start feeling that we are the most educated. Therefore, when people give mashwara, we feel that who are they to give mashwara? Who are they to give suggestions to us? Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when you regard yourself as nothing, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you izzat in the eyes of the people. So even when you are in a seat of authority, you listen to opinion of the next person, whereby you regard yourself as nothing, and you say, you know what, let me listen to what mashwara that this person might give me. Perhaps maybe he might know something that I do not know. And you are prepared to open the doors of consultation. by humbling yourself and regarding yourself as nothing, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you izzat in the eyes of the people. And a person who opts to pride, a person who regards themselves to be unique and superior from the others, a person who, when he is sitting on the seat of authority, he is not prepared to listen to anyone else. Why and why? Because he feels that he is in control, he has the power, he has the authority. Therefore, it's only his way and no other way out. Our blessed Akha says, such a person who opts to pride, a person who regards himself to be great, Allah Azza wa Jal makes that person, that individual, to be nothing in the eyes of the people. He might be regarding himself to be a great person. He might be regarding himself to be a person of dignity and honor. But the reality is that the people, when they look at him, they see him as a nothing. Therefore, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this was the akhlaq and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the high maqam and status that the Almighty Allah had bestowed upon him, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accommodated for all the Sahaba ikram. The Sahaba ikram knew that when they went in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were always welcome to give their mashwaras, to give their suggestions, to give and share their opinions with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those that when we sit in seats of authority, when Allah Azza wa Jal elevates us and grants us status in community and society, let that status not turn into pride. Let that status not turn you into a person that is not an accommodating person. But rather, when Allah Azza wa Jal grants you status and authority, follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of opting to simplicity, the sunnah of always being accommodating to each and every individual. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all hidayat and guidance. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Show me the right path, oh Allah.